This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God.
Who is love?
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in The Father's Love for your everyday life.
With Lindiwe
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired.
Be inspired indeed. Welcome to The Father's Love Show on this beautiful sunny Wednesday right here in Cape Town. Trust wherever you are listening from, you are well, you are safe, you still continue to sanitize, wash those hands, and of course wear your mask. This is The Father's Love Show with myself, Lindy, and of course my partner, as always, Bongani. Trust that you're going to enjoy yourselves. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon indeed. Trust that you are blessed wherever you are listening to your daily companion, Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. on this beautiful day, like Lindy was said, the 22nd of September 2021. The time is 12:02, and we are so thrilled, so excited that you could join us today, because we are having a very awesome show lined up for you today. We have Mweti Dlamini and of course Nadia Goliath that will be sharing with us the word of the Lord on topic they've entitled
very interesting topic.
Better not change that dial.
Yes,
you know the topic is God is not guilty. We want to hear what do they mean, but you know also what is exciting also for the body of Christ is that we can now gather 250 more people.
Woo-hoo.
Or 500 outside. We are so excited to have you back fellowshipping with us, because the Bible says in Hebrews 10 verse 25 in the TPT, I like it, Lindy, it says, this is not a time to pull away and neglect meeting together, as some have formed the habit of doing. In fact, we should come together even more frequently, eager to encourage and urge each other onward as we anticipate that day dawning. How awesome and how beautiful
is that? What scripture is that again?
It's Hebrews 10 verse 25 in the TPT. It sounds so
beautiful.
It sounds so beautiful. Benjamin Dube here saying, in your presence. Don't change that dial. After this, Mweti and Nadia will be joining us where we talk about God's not guilty. What a beautiful song. What an awesome song by Benjamin Dube, in your presence. How awesome it is that we are in God's presence today, because he promised that where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there with them. Wow. We don't have to invite the Lord, Lindy. He's here with us because we are talking about him today. And it's so beautiful today. We are talking about the fact that he's not guilty.
Yeah.
He is not guilty.
In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Everything that we need in the presence of the Lord, we have and we experience.
Amen.
Each and every day.
Amen. I can't wait. We're having Nadia and Mweti.
Yes.
Mweti Dlamini and Nadia Goliath. You know, coming to share with us. Afternoon, lady and gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pastor Bongani and Pastor Lindiwe. We really would like to thank you very, very much for the opportunity. Man, it's such a privilege for us to be sharing the word of the Lord with you. Man, we really appreciate it. And good afternoon to the listeners at home as well.
Yeah.
We thank you for the stage.
Thank you so much, and thank you that when we call upon you, you came and to come and share the word of the Lord. Let's not waste any time further, and just hand it over to you and take it away.
Good afternoon, Pastor. This afternoon, we just want to speak about God's not guilty.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I believe that there's a topic that's very close to his heart this morning, because there's so many believers and even unbelievers that believe that that God is as the author of bad things that happen to them. So we just want to speak about that God is a good God.
Yes,
and He's a God that doesn't orchestrate bad things in people's lives. Because, you know, the word says in James 1 verse 13 and verse 17 that let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, nor tempted ye any man. And then verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
I love that.
And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So what the scripture is saying, that God is good. There's nothing dark in God. He's not, God doesn't have bipolar, that is one day a different God and the next day someone else. But He is constant. He is consistent because the word says He's the same God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. So God is a good God. And we just want to bring God's heart across in this topic this afternoon. And, you know, the word says in John 10 verse 10 that the thief cometh not but to steal and kill and to destroy. But Jesus says He's come to that He might give life and life in abundance.
Come on now.
So God is good and the devil is bad. That is simple theological. as simple as that. And you know, the reason for this, why we need to know that God is good and the devil is bad. So anything that is good comes from God. And everything that is bad comes from the devil. So that's why we can understand when James says in John 4 verse 7, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. You know, that word resist means actively fighting against.
Come on now.
So If we're not resisting in any sense, then it means we become passive. And we accept whatever the devil is doing in every circumstances in our lives. And that is not what God wants. That is not how we as believers, you know, respond to God's word. God says that the scripture verse in James 4 verse 7 says, submit to God. That we need to submit the control to God. That we should know that and by resisting the devil, we can know that we're resisting whatever is bad because we know this is not coming from God.
Come on now.
So I'm going to give over to my fellow student, Moyeti. And he's going to take us further.
Man, that's good. That's good. She's preaching me happy.
I'm also excited. You know?
I'm
actually looking for an offering basket right now.
Amen. Amen. Man, it's amazing how clear scripture is. It's amazing how clear, man, the Lord Jesus states that the enemy only comes to steal, to kill, to destroy, and that He has come to give us life and life in abundance. It is so clear, but in the midst of its clarity, we just miss it somehow. It's so amazing that there's two parties that come. The enemy comes, even Christ as well, He comes. So there's two of them coming, but now the deception is in the midst of it, that which one brings what, you know? Man, it's really amazing. So I just want to bring out a scripture from Romans. And man, it's one of the scriptures that even believers know the scripture. Even those that aren't believers, they know it. They even like to quote it. You will even find in our funerals, they are quoting this scripture, you know. It's Romans chapter 8 and it's in verse 28. I'm happy right now.
I tell you.
Praise God.
I can see that.
Okay,
I can feel it.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are called according to His purpose. Man, it's amazing that so many people even quote this scripture, but what they do is they misinterpret it. They quoted to say that we know that all things God brings, he works for good. Mm. They quoted to say that God brings everything, but eventually he'll work it out for good. Mm. You know, but actually that's not what scripture teaches. That's not what this verse is saying.
Mm.
But this verse is saying that we know that all things work together for good. Then it puts qualifications to whom does all things work together for good. You know, firstly, it says, to them who are called according to his purpose. You know, what purpose is this? So we'll find that in 1 John chapter 3.
Mm.
That would be in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. So the scripture says, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. Which purpose? That he might destroy the works of the devil. So those that are born of the Spirit of God, they are born unto this purpose, that they will be given power to trample over serpents and scorpions. For that purpose, those are the ones that anything that the enemy might bring to their destruction, but that the Lord is able to work it out for good to their advantage. So it makes it so clear that even when they try and misinterpret the scripture to make it say what they wanted to say, it actually doesn't mean that. It means that the Lord will work things together for good, firstly to those that love him and those that are called according to his purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Scripture just
Continue, sir. You can continue.
You know, scripture just puts it so clearly, but it's amazing how people miss this point. You know, so we need to start discerning that God does not control everything in our lives. There is an enemy that comes to kill, he comes to steal, he comes to destroy, but Jesus has come to give us life. So we have to choose life. It's our own choosing from our own free will. We get to choose what we want to see happen in our lives. Hence, James says that we need to submit ourselves. See that it's a choice that we get to make. We submit ourselves to God. We resist the devil and he will flee from us.
Yes, sir.
So we are the ones that choose willfully. So we need to recognize that God is not guilty of everything that comes into our lives. So, you know, if God was a physical human being who did the things that he's accused of, such as putting cancer on people, putting deformities on people, putting depression, sorrow, and grief on people, I guarantee you there is no government in this world that wouldn't arrest him.
Yeah.
There is no government that wouldn't imprison a human being like that.
Yeah.
And yet it's amazing how we think that the Almighty God is much more merciful than any person we've ever met or imagined in our lives is going around striking people and doing all of these things. It's really amazing. It's really amazing. So this afternoon, we are declaring that God is not guilty. God is not the one that brings all of the bad things that happen in our lives. These things happen in our lives when we choose to cooperate with the devil and agree in what he's saying over us instead of agreeing with what God has said over our lives. Amen.
Amen. So before Nadia comes in, so basically, a child of God, what Mweti and Nadia are saying, whatever that is happening in our lives, because you know what, we've grown accustomed to think that everything that is happening, God has permitted it, God has allowed it, and it's God's doing. And today they are saying, proving to you through scripture and me and Lindy that, you know what, God is not guilty. Take it away, Nadia.
You know, so many believers, or I've come across so many believers even, that they would say that God is teaching them something through sickness or circumstances. And they need to go through the suffering that God has put on them because they need to learn to be obedient or they need to to be more patient in certain areas. But you know, God's word says that Jesus went about in Acts 10:38, it says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So Jesus went about healing all that was oppressed, all that was sick. So it's not God's heart that anyone should learn anything through sickness or through difficult circumstances. You know, and because the way we as believers, God's heart is that as believers that we should learn through His Word.
Mm.
You know, because Second Timothy 3 verse 16 to 17 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So we as God's children, the word is there for correction and for doctrine and to learn, because it's not God's heart that we should learn through the hard knocks of life.
I like that.
And that, but we should look into the word and find ourselves and know that God is teaching us through His word. He's correcting us through His word, because you know, God is such a merciful God. He's such a loving God. Amen.
Oh, wow. Lindy, I tell you, this preaching is so good. God does correct, but He does it in His word, not
in
through sickness,
exactly.
Not through pain.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
That's a powerful revelation right there.
Why would we think that God wants us to learn from the hacks of life? I mean, that everything, sickness and disease, the challenges, losing your job and all that. Why would God want, you know, why would He want you to experience such a thing when He says exactly in His word that I've come that you may have life and have it abundantly? Amen. So where does this, this chastising and all this thing come in between? I want you to experience life and have life abundantly. So, you know,
Amen.
I'm so glad that our listeners are really, really receiving the truth today, that God is a good God and the devil is a bad devil.
God
Simple
is a good God.
That.
The devil is a bad devil. I tell you, God is not guilty of everything that we've accused Him of. Today, I don't know, there's so many scriptures that were dropped to actually prove this argument that indeed, you know, it's like, you know, they're presenting a case in front of a judge that God is not guilty. Because like Mweti said, I mean, if God was a human being walking on right now, He would be arrested and thrown into a maximum security prison if He was doing all the things that He was accused of doing. And today, Nadia and Mweti, they've just presented a case before a judge say, no, He's not guilty.
Not guilty.
We're going with the Lord home today. You know, the case has been struck off the roll. I tell you, I'm so excited. You know, they're preaching very good today. I tell you. And you know what, child of God, if you want to join in on the conversation, you can send us a WhatsApp on 0817291657. 0817291657. Or you can send a comment on Facebook there.
We are live on Facebook, guys,
on 729 AM. We are live, and you can also listen in live. Unfortunately, you can't see the powerful anointed Mweti and Nadia. We're going to a song by Nicole C. Merlin, which says, I need you as a deer.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
You are live on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindy Weh, and Mongani, and of course, with our special guests for this afternoon, Mweti and Nadia. We are dealing with the topic here, I'm telling you. But I love the fact that people are receiving the truth this afternoon. Before before they continue to share whatever that God has laid in our heart, but I just have two questions that either one of them can answer as we continue to go along with our show. And you know, there's this thing that every time when I attend a funeral or when I hear that somebody has passed away, and then people, you will hear them say, "Yo, it is the will of God, and the will of God is too painful." But how do you link that with with what we have heard today, that, I mean, God is a good God, He's a giver of life, but yet when someone that is dear to us passes away, one of our, friends, family members, but, you know, other loved ones, and then you'll hear other people, they're saying, even believers, saying, you know, it's the will of God, but how can you guys answer that one? And then the other second question is, I heard you guys quoted the scripture that says, submit to God and resist the devil and he will flee. And there's someone who's listening at home saying, but what do you mean that I need to submit to God? I read the word, I pray, I fast, you know, almost like every week, but yet at the same time, I still experience these challenges. I still experience, you know, these bad things in my life. So I want to know, what do you mean by that I need to submit to God?
Amen. Amen. I step up to the plate. Thank God for the, for the questions. And here's what God's will is concerning men, concerning human beings, his heart towards us. There's a scripture in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. So 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So it clearly states that God is not willing. He is never willing that anyone should perish. He is. It's never God's will for anyone to die. It is never God's will for anyone to die of sickness, of depression, of anything of that sort. It is always the devil's schemes to get people to bring death, basically. So by that, we know that the Father is not willing that we should perish, but we should come to repentance and to get to know who He is in our lives and where we stand with Him. Because Scripture teaches us that we are seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. That's His will for us, man. His will for us is to bask in the love that He has given us, in who we are in Him, that we might get to be the manifestation of His true nature and character in this world. So the problem is that when we get to miss His nature and character, then we look at things from the standpoint of that He is sovereign, He is supreme, and He's all powerful, and therefore it means He controls everything. Then with those glasses, from that standpoint, with the paradigm like that, then everything that comes to you really is fit to be from God. You know, but when we get to the very thickness of things, to understand that His will is not that any should perish, but come to repentance and know who He is, then from that standpoint, we can clearly look at things and see them for who they really are. We can clearly see that this is only here to kill, to destroy, and to steal from me. It's here to steal my peace. It's here to steal my joy. It's here to steal from my marriage. It's here to steal from my relationships with my children, relationships with my husband or wife, with my friends and sisters, you know. Then from that standpoint, we can clearly gauge things and weigh and see who this is. Because the word of God is sharper than a double-edged sword. You know, it'll clearly distinguish from any intent, whether it's from you in your heart or it's from the enemy from outside. But the word of God is still, it's firm, it's sharper than a double-edged sword. So anything, we weigh it by the word of God. So the word of God says that His will is not that any should perish, but we should all come to repentance and to the knowledge of who He is. So that's His will, not that anyone should perish.
Amen. And death is not God's will. Amen. Wow. Amen. Amen. That's so clear.
I see Nadia is itching to come in there.
I'll answer the second question about submitting the scripture verse, James 4 verse 7. It says, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. What I feel the scripture means in the sense of submitting ourselves to God's control in the situation, and also to God's word and who He is in that situation for you. So when we submit ourselves and say, Lord, you take control. So we're handing over the situation to the Lord and not trying in our own sense to navigate on our own what to do or how to do it, but that we give it over to the Lord and we then submitting ourselves to God. And then the second part of the verse is resist the devil. So we need to know what is from God and what is from the devil.
Amen.
So when we submit ourselves to God's word and what it says in his word, we will know what is his will in the situation or in the circumstance. So whether the doctor give you a report of cancer, we can say, this is not of God. This is not God's will.
Yeah.
So we can actively resist the report of God, of the doctor, and say, I refuse this report. I annihilate this report, and I believe in the report of God.
Yeah.
That God says that by his stripes I am healed, was healed in 1 Peter.
Amen.
2:24, which says, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead in sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus provided healing for us 2,000 years ago on the cross. Mm-hmm. So we were healed. Mm. So by submitting to God's will, knowing God's word, and knowing his will in the situation, we can actively resist whatever the devil is bringing onto us or whatever is coming up against us, and say that through my authority in Christ Jesus, I cancel out any negative report that man has presented to me. So we can say, and when we resist the devil in that sense, or resist sickness, or resist lack in any sense, we can say that the devil will flee from us, because then he has no standing point in our situation or our circumstances.
Amen.
Amen.
For me, Lindy, I don't know about the listeners out there. I think it sealed it, because as you have asked the question, that often than not, when terrible things happen, people are pushing the blame to God.
To God all the
to
time.
To say, you know, it's the will of God that I have this cancer. God is teaching me a lesson. I think, Second Timothy 3:16, the way they explained it today, for me, it settles it. That if God wants to correct me, if God wants to teach me, if God wants to rebuke or reprove me, or whatever it is, he's going to do it through his word. He's not going to do it by giving me pain, by giving me sickness, by causing me to be involved in an accident, causing me to lose my job. And as a matter of fact, you know what? God dealt with sin on the cross more than 2,000 years ago. It's very interesting, Lindy, that we can boldly stand and declare as believers and say, by his stripes, I was healed 2,000 years ago. But I can't say the same thing, that I was forgiven 2,000 years ago. I was forgiven for the, you know, for past, present, and future sins. But I'm able to stand and say today, 2,000 years ago, by his stripes, I was healed. But what about the forgiveness of sins? Because often than not, the reason why I come to that realization or that confession or that conviction that whatsoever that is happening in my life, the bad thing that is happening in my life, it came as a result because the Lord is punishing me of the sin. But when the Bible says, I'm forgiven, you know, Jesus dealt with it. So I think, if I'm the judge here standing and listening to these two senior advocates arguing a case on behalf of God, you know, that God is not guilty. You know what? I would just, case closed. I'll just drop the hammer and say, no, case closed, court dismissed, God, you are not guilty. I think they have done the best. So, Nadia, Mweti, thank you so very much. And I'm going to keep you. With us right now, because I want you to, one of you can decide. I want you to pray for us after this beautiful song by Byron Levi, All of Me. So after this song, just hold in there. One of you will just pray for us and pray for our listener out there.
Of course, you are live on the Father's Love Show with Bongani and Lindy, and we are still joined by Nadia and Mweti as we continue to share that God is not guilty. But I can see time is just not on our side. Always when we're having a good time just interferes in a way. But we had a good time, and I trust that our listeners have received the truth. The case has been presented before them. Now they know that God is not guilty, that God is a good God. God is a loving God. God is the giver of life. That's it. What they need to take with them home. So thank you so much, Anadia and Mwiti, for joining us this beautiful afternoon. As we close off the show, if you could pray for our listeners that, you know what, they get to hear, receive the heart of God for their lives, and that, you know, the Holy Spirit should reveal, you know, God in their lives each and every day. So I would love that you pray for our listeners as we close off the show.
Thank you. Amen. So, Father, we just want to thank you right now, Lord. Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word in our lives, Lord. Yes. We thank you, Father, for your spirit in each and every born-again believer right now.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for the vibrations of your spirit that are happening in South Africa, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father, that we as a nation are coming to the awakening, Lord, of who you really are, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father, that this nation, this generation, Lord, is waking up to your true nature and character.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father, that, man, we are coming to the realization that you are not guilty, Lord. You are not the one who's putting the stripes on us, Lord. You are not the one, Lord, who's drawing us through all of these bad high techs that happen in our lives. So, Father, we just want to say thank you right now that, man, by your stripes, we are healed.
Yes, Lord.
That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Yes, but we, Lord, you've given us the power. We shall condemn every tongue that shall rise against us.
Lord.
Thank you, Father, that your power you've chosen to place on our tongues, Lord, that, man, we are able to declare life and death with our tongue. So right now, I speak life in each and everyone's ears right now in the name of Jesus. I speak your blessings over every listener right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your faithfulness, Father. We thank you. And we appreciate your grace in our lives. We come to the realization that, man, there is not much that we can do to please a God that is already pleased with us.
Yes, Lord.
So in the name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen.
Wow. Thank you so very much. What a powerful prayer. What a powerful word we've received today.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that indeed God does love us, and he loves us unconditionally. You know, thank you so much, Nadia. Thank you so much, Mwiti. We therefore pray that may God continue to bless you. May God continue to keep you and smile at you as he causes his grace to abound towards you, and he leaves his mark on you all the time.
Amen.
That you smell of the perfume of heaven wherever you go, as you experience his peace, his wholeness in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Hey, Lindy, that was powerful. That was awesome. I tell you, I was hoping that it doesn't end. I was hoping that it, you know what, we can go on and on and on And it's time, man.
Everything has its time.
Everything has its time, man.
Yeah, now it's time for us to go.
It's time for us to go. Till next time, we promise to give you also an awesome and a powerful show next week. Make sure that you do tune in.
But if
you still want to listen in on this show, you can go onto our website, Radio K Pulpit, and make sure that you go on our icon, the Father's Love Show, and go on to today's show. And I tell you, you're going to be even more empowered. You're going to even hear the things that you missed out, that you did not hear as they were talking. That is going to make even your life much, much better. And you're going to live a victorious life as God has intended for you. Or you can go into our Facebook page and go in there and listen in again and again and again, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing by the word of God. Hey, Lindy, I can go on and on. But I know that Gilmore is coming at 1 o'clock with the news, and after that is Left Steel. So please don't change that dial. And catch me tonight at 9 o'clock for our devotion time, where I'll be preaching the word of God with power. And I tell you, it's going to transform your life, because the entrance of his word brings about light. Lindy, your final words, man.
All I can say to our listeners that they continue to actively fight against the devil. And how do you do that? You submit yourself to God. you know, spend time in the Word of God, because God speaks through His Word all the time. So you know what is God's will in whatever situation that you are going through. So actively fight. This is there's no break here. Mm-hmm. Actively fight against the enemy, and guess what? You have already won.
Yeah.
It's not like you are in a battle where you are not
more
sure what the end results are, but you are already a winner. We win to win all the time.
Yeah.
There's no losing here. So
actively
fight against the enemy. And that you can do that through the Word of God that is full of power and active all the time.
So child of God, don't forget that. You have only two options. You win
or
you win. That's how it is. Because
Jesus
did it all on the cross for us.
Amen.
We're going to leave you with Tasha Copes, One Place. And after that, Gilmore will be with you. God bless. Goodbye.
We love you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.